That lovable socialist liar. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We think of politics as divisive. But if you look at what's been happening in the last few days, we are being offered a remarkable lesson in letting bygones be bygones. Look at the former rivals of Mitt Romney, like Michelle Bachmann, who once said,
"He's the only governor in the United States history to put into place socialized medicine."
And therefore couldn't possibly win. And Newt Gingrich.
"Here's a Massachusetts moderate who has tax-paid abortions in Romney care, puts Planned Parenthood in Romney care, appoints liberal judges to appease Democrats, and wants the rest of us to believe somehow he's magically a conservative."
Gingrich even flat-out called him a liar. And yet now, Bachmann is on board.
"Well, of course I can support him. Two words, Barack Obama."
And Newt is on board, even though he still believes Romney's a liar.
Is Mitt Romney a liar?
The governor said things at times that weren't true.
So the answer is yes.
"I also believe that compared to Barack Obama, I would trust Mitt Romney 100 times over."
And that right there is the key. Throughout history, humankind has always needed a way to get large groups to forget their differences and unite behind a cause. We've tried religion, tradition, patriotism, but nothing is faster or more effective than fear. And that means either finding or creating an enemy so terrifying that you will cheerfully embrace liars and even socialists as long as they're marching in the same direction.
Two words, Barack Obama.
Let the show begin. Now this is Dave Ross on Twitter @TheDaveRoss.